This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. The KCUR family is mourning the loss of one of our own today. KCUR's Laura Ziegler has this remembrance of Aviva Okeson Haberman, who died yesterday morning.
Aviva Okeson Haberman was 24 years old when she died Sunday after suffering a gunshot wound. When police arrived to her Kansas City apartment just after 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, they found Aviva unresponsive. A bullet had pierced the first floor bedroom window of her Santa Fe neighborhood apartment. An investigation is ongoing. Aviva came to KCUR in 2019, fresh out of college with a major in journalism and a minor in business and statistics from the University of Missouri. Former KCUR politics editor Erica Hunziker lobbied to hire Aviva when she graduated from the University of Missouri Journalism School.
She approached politics with this lens of, like, what can we find out and how can it be helpful for other people? Like, if you heard her on the phone talking to a source, she was so kind, very, like, matter of fact, but not in that aggressive way that you think of reporters sometimes.
Josh Hawley built his political career around defiance to the mainstream. And that's what he said leading into last week's doomed attempt to toss aside some electoral college votes for Joe Biden.
Somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised.
When the senator made his way to the Capitol building last week,
KCUR's news director Lisa Rodriguez worked alongside Aviva as a reporter and newscaster for many years. She says she always respected her colleagues' extraordinary journalistic instincts.
I really learned so much from her. Earlier this year, I turned down a pitch she had for a series. It was an audio diary of nurses fighting COVID-19 on the front lines. And eventually, she wore me down. We agreed to one story.
I remember this patient that we worked on him 3 different times. And he ended up passing away. And that happened so much. You know, a year later, it's not that you get used to the feeling, it's that you gotta keep doing the job. But yeah, it's been a year.
And that piece was one of the most beautiful and emotional pieces of radio that I've listened to. That's the kind of storyteller she was. She brought magic to everything.
During her 2 years with the station, Aviva earned a reputation as a reliable doer, a staffer who volunteered to be trained, to extend a hand, to take an extra shift. But we also quickly came to depend on her solid reporting on politics and government. She covered everything from the Kansas City Council to corruption at Clay County, the state government.
On a recent Thursday morning, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft dropped by the Jackson County Election Board's headquarters to deliver boxes of face masks, hand sanitizer, and posters telling people to social distance. After unloading the gear, he stops to chat with the election workers.
Now, you have your own pens and styluses you got, right?
Yep.
They laughed at us when we called and tried to order 4 million.
I got 35,000. They laughed at me, but they got them.
And I'm like, well, don't you get paid on commission? Come on.
Yeah. Ashcroft says local election boards are taking precautions like disinfecting equipment.
Her last story was about the expulsion of Missouri Representative Rick Rober on child abuse allegations. The gentle touch she brought to her work belied a dogged and unflappable determination, says MU journalism professor Mark Horvitt. Aviva was on the inaugural team Horvitt assembled to launch a statewide radio service from the state capitol. Their first project was to track a filibuster from beginning to end, an idea Aviva seized on.
We stay up there. Aviva stays all night, recording, doing interviews, talking to people. Dawn or a little after dawn, the filibuster's finally over. She has a documentary on the air by like 9 or 10 in the morning that day. I don't know professionals who could do that, never mind a student.
He says her drive, her skills, and her work ethic remain rare among journalists of any age. If these accolades leave the impression that Aviva was stodgy or humorless in her reporting, nothing could be further from the truth. She embraced fun stories, like this one about a young politician boosting her campaign via social media.
Christina Haswood will be one of the youngest members of the Kansas State House in the 2020 session. And during her campaign to represent part of Lawrence and Baldwin City, she turned to one of the hottest social media platforms out there, TikTok. But she wasn't totally sure it was for her.
I was about 25 when I got on TikTok, and I was like, I don't think I'm young enough for TikTok.
Her account didn't really take off until Concordia.
Aviva and I had coffee just last week. She wanted to brainstorm ways to engage sources in what she knew would be delicate situations as she pursued stories about foster care and prisons. She'd recently accepted a job covering social services with the Kansas News Service, which is based at KCUR. Something Aviva rarely spoke about was her own challenging childhood and adolescence. The oldest of three sisters, she had a major hand in raising her two younger siblings. They were all in foster care at some point, Aviva, for several years in high school. She did confide in Kyra Haas, one of her very closest friends. The two met as freshmen in the Mark Twain dormitory at Mizzou and worked many nights on award-winning investigative projects. Haas says at one point she even created a Google alert for her friend to keep up with the recognition Aviva regularly received but never mentioned. It was this humility and genuine care for strangers and friends alike that Haas mourns with her friend's passing.
Her circle of friends who truly knew her, I think, was rather small, but people she knew who she deeply affected. And like just people, like someone in a class, two rows back or something, you know, if she felt like they needed support, she would offer herself for that, you know. And the thing about Aviva was she didn't just check in on you once and say, you know, I'm so sorry, I'm thinking of you. Like she would continue to follow up. And there aren't very many people like that.
Aviva brought this compassion and this commitment to do good in the world to her family, her friends, and her journalism. Haas says covering social services, and particularly the foster care system, was Aviva's dream job, one she was to start in just a few weeks. She'd been looking for an apartment in Lawrence to be closer to the state capitol the afternoon she was shot. On the night Aviva was admitted to the hospital, there were five other gunshot victims also taken to Truman Medical Center, according to a hospital chaplain. Journalists in Kansas City Today can't get around covering gun violence as the homicide rate soars once again. While we are devastated, our grief is no more significant than that of all those families we write about who've suffered such tragic loss. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.